Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Nick Allen's going to stop in later on. Craig Evans in the house. Josh Wolf. Comedian Josh Wolf will be here on Thursday and Friday, right?
Right. Yeah, that would be tomorrow.
Dude starts at Funny Bone tomorrow night. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Josh.
It was on this date in 1974, a man impersonating Deep Purple guitarist Ritchie Blackmore borrowed a Porsche in Iowa City, crashed it. At the time, Ritchie was actually in San Francisco doing a gig.
I wonder if he looked anything like him. You know, 74 Deep Purple was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But maybe not
Ritchie Blackmore.
At the Porsche dealership.
Maybe this excited guy from Deep Purple came into a small town in Iowa to get a Porsche.
Yeah.
Why ask questions, Craig?
Yeah.
Just, you want to test drive it? Go ahead. You're Ritchie Blackmore. Probably had a Deep Purple t-shirt on. It's got to be him.
I bet he did.
It's got to be him.
I bet the guy wore a Deep Purple t-shirt.
Of course he did.
That's funny.
He played on the water on the guitar.
Yeah, so, like nobody.
And it sounded good.
Yeah.
That's funny. And tonight, I know that you're looking forward to this.
Oh, the CMAs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not at all.
We may.
and stop it on my social media because before Bro Country got big, I didn't care. I don't care now. And it's
But it's the biggest night in country music.
Thank you.
You could watch it with the sound down, though, because I kind of like that... Casey Musgraves, she's nice to look at.
Yeah, I ain't going to watch any of it.
Actually, I like some of her songs.
Yeah.
She's more of a singer-songwriter than twangy country. Yeah.
If it comes down to that on mute or something else on any of the other thousand channels I have with the sound up.
I am not watching
it. I'm probably going to watch something with the sound
Cross-eyed
up.
Reba's doing that, right?
I keep seeing a
she
picture
is
of
one of the special guests. Yeah.
Miranda Lambert sitting around in fishnet stockings.
Hoax.
And she looks kind of hot.
Well, but I read, there was a headline about her said, Miranda Lambert is back and ready to rock. Nope, she's not. That's not the term you use.
Yeah, she's not ready
to rock. Don't care. Not going to watch it.
Well, you'll miss a performance by Garth Brooks.
Nope.
I wouldn't say I'm going to miss it, Bob.
Nope. You'll miss a performance by Blake Shelton.
Nope.
Once again,
not going to miss anything.
You'll miss a performance by Eric Church, Thomas Rhett, and many more.
No,
not necessary. Not on the radar.
Wow.
And I'll miss their whole band in mohawks, dreads, and rock shirts.
Charlie Pride playing? No, and I'm not watching.
Okay, boomer.
That's fine. That's fine. Old country's good.
Charlie Rich is long dead.
Mm-hmm.
Blood clot to the lung, as I recall.
Oh, of course you recall that.
Did you ever get around to watching any of that country music documentary that Ken Burns
did? No, I always forgot it was on. And I like documentaries. Even the stuff I'm not really interested in, I'll watch documentaries. I mean, I should say it that way. Even though I'm not a huge fan of something, I still love the way documentaries are put together.
I'll watch a two-hour documentary I'm not all that interested in.
No.
I'm not going to watch an 18-hour
and I
documentary.
Wouldn't mind,
it's only 16.
I heard the early stuff
sorry,
I would
my
watch.
Bad.
It stops before Bro Country anyway, doesn't it? Doesn't it start in like 88 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. It stops in like the mid to late 90s, I think.
Yeah, well.
Because you get a lot of the newer stuff.
Okay. Sure.
Well, mid and late 90s.
When Garth Brooks crossed over into pop music.
Yeah,
that was a big transition in the world of country music. And I think it concludes shortly after that.
I keep forgetting. I always forgot it was on, and now I'm probably... I got it
in the DVR. I'll probably watch it over the holidays when I got nothing else going on. Because I'm so busy now.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch any really award shows anyway, so this ain't no different. I don't watch the Grammys either. It's all crap, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch
them. I might hang with the Oscars a little bit.
I do in the beginning, but even then, I get bored. I realize I'm watching
Best lighting direction. Right. Ooh, let's see what else is on.
Right. I'm not really picking on the country music so much, a little bit, but the fact is, I'm not watching the Grammys either. All that music sucks, too,
Well, that's the biggest night in hip-hop.
Yes, that's what that is.
Hmm. What police say may have been nothing more than a simple mistake sent 10 people to the hospital in Oklahoma. Apparently, they were given insulin instead of the flu vaccine.
Yeah, that's why I won't get it, because I'm an idiot.
Well, see, now this happened at a home for people with intellectual disabilities. They say a pharmacist had visited the facility and given the shots earlier in the day. The pharmacist cooperating with the investigations.
There's a
so they're contagious?
No, not at all.
Intellectual disability?
No, not at all.
No, and we'd all have it.
It happened to him.
Yeah.
Let me just give you an insulin shot here. That'll take care
of the flu. Speaking of the anti-vaxxers.
How do you screw that up?
There's a picture going around with a baby with a just brutal-looking picture with some sort of skin lesions on. What happens if you don't vaccinate your kids? It's pretty brutal.
Yeah. I can't stand to look at those pictures.
No, it just popped up. I didn't go looking for it, but it just popped up.
Yeah, and I'm you know, it may be true, but I always approach those things with a healthy bit of skepticism.
Yeah, apparently it was me.
Is that
Is
that actually what, or is that not?
Well, get vaccinated.
Well, yeah. But that picture of that baby might not be what it says it is.
Yeah, you can't trust nothing.
I know, but I want to say it that way. That we say it that way, it sounds like don't get vaccinated.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying that picture might not. Something else might have happened to that baby. Who knows?
My dad just got out of a rehab today. He had pneumonia again, but he's fine. I didn't mention it earlier, but he's leaving today. He's good. And his doctor and then Dr. Mina, I've been texting Beth for a while. Everybody around him has the flu shot. So you anti-flu people, shut up.
Do they make a pneumonia shot?
Yes.
Yeah, they do now, yeah.
They have two now. And it's not all foolproof.
Oh, of course not. None of them are.
But, yeah. He's got to get the second one now, too.
What about HPV vaccine? Has he gotten that one?
No, he's too old for that.
Eh, you never know. Better be safe. Yeah,
his cervix is fine.
And he ain't visiting the Bunny Ranch anytime soon.
Well, even then, that's when you wrap up that bear. Which is what he's called it for years, bear.
No more munching.
Yeah, did he wrap it up when he was there?
I think that's standard operating procedure. Yeah. He didn't even know it was on at one time, he told me.
Oh, they're magic.
Which is always good to hear from your dad. Of course, I asked the question. So, in his defense, I asked him.
At the dinner table.
Now, you don't talk about rubbers with your dad when he's banging your mom, and my mom's been going for a long time. Your dad's banging some, you know, hottie at the Bunny Ranch. Of course you talk about rubbers. Duh. You talk about rubbers with your old man, Craig?
No.
He's married.
But then he doesn't go to the Bunny Ranch.
No, he doesn't.
So you're right.
Yeah, but when you're...
I will agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, normally I'm not.
If he was going to the Bunny Ranch, I'd ask him.
You'd ask, yeah.
Yeah, them Bunny Ranch girls have condoms in the roof of their mouth.
Basically, without being too graphic, I think you just did it.
And you don't know.
You don't know.
You can't even tell when
they're like Pez dispensers with condoms. Just right out.
Wow.
Like that.
Where'd that come from?
Your neck flies back and right out comes a condom. That's how Dad described it. I hate to put words in his mouth, which I just did.
Now, you made that trip happen. You can say anything you want.
Three times.
And apparently, speaking of vaccines, we are closer to a stress vaccine.
Oh, jeez.
The hell's that?
A cocktail. Strong one.
Yeah, just a peanut butter whiskey.
This is stopping stress before it starts, though.
How do you know? Oh, okay. Oh, so that's just anti-anxiety medicine, right? Yeah, booze does do that.
Yeah, well, it's probably too late. What if you're already stressed out?
They found bacteria with fatty acids, which can stop inflammation by binding with receptors. The inflammation is what triggers stress.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
And that stress then causes more inflammation. The vaccine has worked in mice. It could take up to 10 years to hit the market.
But they've also said some stress is good for people.
Okay.
A certain amount of stress is good for people.
Okay.
Now, I'm not talking about overstressing. But
stress may be good for procrastinators.
Yeah. That makes it, yeah.
Yeah, and they'd finally get off their
finally
ass.
Finally do something, right?
Give them a deadline.
Right.
I don't know. So, but, you know, a lot of people have too much stress.
Oh, that's true.
Deal with it well.
Right.
Or this, lash or out. That, and lash out. Lash out. We certainly can't have any lashing out on this program.
No, we don't ever do that.
eat a burger and die.
Stupid son of a bitch.
No lashing out here.
That's pretty much never happens on this show. We don't lash out randomly against the audience or each other.
Or each other or other people or any, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Never.
Thank God we don't do that.
No.
All right.
Try not to single out any group.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
Catholic Church. We try not to lash out at them.
No.
Yeah.
No, we lash out at pedophiles.
Yeah, we do.
No, I'm not going to apologize to anybody for
that. Well, not only pedophiles, but those are who are complicit with pedophiles.
Right.
Good point, Todd.
Yeah.
And before the Catholics send me a Sandusky email, he's in jail, and everybody around him's dead or not there.
And you were for him going to jail.
Rotten hell.
You would have turned him in had you heard about it.
And once again, because I saw some Minnesota fan who was pissed off in the beginning of the game, just randomly Facebook out, "Remember, Penn State harbored a pedophile." I said, "What's that have to do with the game, dumbass?" He was all pissed off.
And we got that thing fixed, we think.
Yeah.
Madonna being sued for constantly being late for shows. Apparently in Vegas the other night, the concert started 2 hours late. Well, at first she said...
tickets said 8.
Yeah.
And she changed it to 10.
And then she changed it to 10, and then she showed up at midnight.
Right. Now she's changing all her tickets to 10, I read, but...
But if you're still showing up at midnight, screw you.
Right.
That's old school stuff. Nobody does that anymore.
Well, it's
you can't.
Wrong.
Most people start on time.
Show didn't end till 3 in the a.m. Now, if it ended at 3 in the afternoon, hey, we might be able to make that one.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, a noon show would rock. I'd be good and buzzed.
Yakov opening up.
Sure. When Madonna starts playing Branson, then she'll do that. But
okay, I'll
until
give you
now.
I'm at 3 in the afternoon. Go to 7.
So now there's a class action lawsuit from ticket holders saying, hey, I got to go to work.
Vegas or not, 3 o'clock in the morning is ridiculous for something to end. Especially if you're planning on an 8 o'clock show. You're pre-gaming. It's Madonna.
Yeah. You are pre-gaming.
Yeah, when
by midnight, you've nursed your first hangover back and you're fine.
Right.
And they might have shut off booze sales before the show even started.
They might have.
I mean, who
they
knows?
Might've. I don't know. Do they cut off booze sales in Vegas?
I don't know. That might be a venue.
Might be a venue thing. Who knows?
You never know.
Madonna responded on Twitter: "A queen is never late."
Oh,
screw you!
Oh,
screw you!
Really?
Bitch.
Yeah.
You know, because especially in those
is
tickets.
She out on the road though, because Live Nations of the world won't put up with that.
I think she was doing like a few residencies, like 6-7 shows in New York, Chicago,
okay.
Vegas,
all right.
L.A.
All right.
Not a full-on tour. But still, those tickets are probably $200-$300.
Easily, right?
Easily.
Yeah. You're not going to walk out on those if it's midnight and she hasn't showed up.
Nope. You can buy bars anyway. 24 hours a day.
And how tired are you? One in the morning. Oh, yeah, you can drink 24 hours at Vegas. We know that. But even pushes right about the venue.
But yeah, a lot of the
arenas. Even then, the bottom line is you might be already drunk and done by the time she comes on.
I would guess the venues would sell it the whole time, too. Why wouldn't they? If it's legal.
I don't know.
Because they don't want to deal with a giant drunken crowd that's been waiting 6 hours.
Exactly.
Convenience stores. Right. That's all 24 hours a day in Vegas. They don't even care if you drink in the street.
Because if that show was supposed to start at 8, they probably opened up doors at 6.
Right. People were pre-gaming.
So people had seriously been sitting in the arena drinking for 6 hours.
6 hours.
For nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
That has that's a recipe for getting people unruly and unhappy.
And what drives me so crazy about that is, you know damn well, she was probably still at her penthouse somewhere at 10, just taking a nap, just getting ready, not caring, you know?
Or, you know, getting the heroin mixture just right.
Or that.
You never know.
Yeah, you never.
No, that speedball wasn't good enough. Let's do the next one.
Right.
Yeah. I think she's playing at Caesars. She was up in the chow suite.
Yep.
We've mentioned this guy before. Oh, and, you know, I talked to somebody recently who was in Vegas. And, yeah, you can buy weed there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have dispensaries. I purchased some legal weed in the city of Las Vegas.
And did you smoke it illegally still?
I assume so.
Exactly.
Because I didn't have any place to go.
You know where you have to go? A private residence.
Right. And I don't know, well, I know some people who live there, but we didn't
All because
go.
Actually cigarettes and anything inside a hotel room is smoke-free, I guess.
Yeah. Private residence.
Yeah. Yeah, you get, there's nowhere.
Edibles, so you can have edibles anywhere.
That you can. Right. You make a good point, but you can't smoke anywhere legally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoked in
the
street.
I've been to Vegas since weed's been legal. I was there the night they voted in, basically, but and I kicked in, yeah.
Walking down the street. I'd smoke a joint then, but legally I couldn't do that.
Our buddy Craig Peters is there. He posted on a Facebook post. He's out there with Rodney Carrington for like a week at the MGM, something like that, some smaller theater there. And I wanted to get on his page, but I know Rodney Carrington is probably on there. I said, can I just watch you and leave? But I don't want him to get in trouble with Rodney Carrington because Peters is flying, private jet across the country with Carrington.
That's
right
a very good gig for him.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
Yeah.
Don't derail his gravy train.
I don't even hate Carrington. He's a dirty, dirty guy. At least he's dirty.
Yeah, he sings songs about penises.
Right.
Well, he can't be that bad if he thought Craig Peters was funny.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
That's true.
Because Craig Peters is funny.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote on that show, didn't he?
That's how they met, yeah.
Yeah. Rodney. Short-lived sitcom on ABC, I want to say.
I don't really. Yeah. Whatever.
Sure.
Just yes is the answer to that.
So this guy that sets all these Guinness Book of World Records.
Yep.
He's done another one. David Rush is his name. He's got more than 100 Guinness World Records. The most recent.
Is that like a profitable business? Can you turn that into money?
Probably not.
If you're a world record guy?
No. He's probably does a job on the side.
Can you make appearances doing all those wacky things?
And you break the record every time, though. You don't break the record every time.
Curious if there's a way you can monetize that.
He may not need to. He's an MIT grad.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just does this for fun.
Moron.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
That's his hobby.
Idiot MIT grad.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Could be worse. Could have went to Yale.
Yeah. So David Rush of Idaho.
she doesn't do anything.
She does.
I wouldn't know how to read the application for Yale. And I'm a college graduate.
That's why we mock them.
That's why we mock them. Because they refuse.
We mock what we do not understand.
Exactly. Like how to get into Yale.
That's and that means
how
we're mocking
read the
a
application.
So David Rush has recaptured his record for balancing 150 poker chips on one finger for 7 seconds.
150.
No, not worth 150.
I'm trying to how big
probably,
the stack is.
Probably about 18 inches, maybe. Foot to 18 inches tall.
Where you're measuring from.
Topeka.
So he's a chip stacking athlete.
Now he is.
But one finger.
He formerly held the world record for most poker chips balanced on one finger.
For how long?
7 seconds.
Okay.
When he did 100 for 5 seconds.
Must be higher than you think it is because they interlock. Oh, right. They don't sometimes. They're just, no, they don't interlock. You're right.
Huh?
They don't interlock. I'm thinking of.
Oh, you're right.
I'm thinking
you're
of checkers.
You're thinking
I was too.
Yeah. Oh, that's different.
You're thinking of cheap plastic checker pieces.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of checkers. Yeah, these things don't interlock, right? So that'd be tough.
3.3 millimeters is how thick a poker chip is.
Okay. Well,
times 150.
Yeah. Do the math on that thickness. What's the girth of your poker chip?
About 6 inches. Seriously.
Is it?
160 millimeters, I'm rounding it up.
I bet you it is tough, because they are not interlocked. And if it's the world record, somebody's tried it.
150 chips is just 6 inches?
That's longer.
No.
That's not.
Oh, 150.
It's got to be bigger than 6 inches.
That's stuck.
That was much better than the stuff he was saying.
Yeah, it was. He made it 18. Mine sounded realistic.
Yeah, 6 inches sounds too short.
No. 150 poker chips.
Okay.
You still doing the math out there of a millimeter width?
Yeah, I got it about 19 inches.
Yeah.
495 millimeters.
That's pretty.
That's right. A little over 18 inches.
Almost, okay, a foot and a half.
Foot and a half.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's a lot.
Still, This guy's got nothing but time. He's doing all this crap all the time.
Apparently, we have nothing but time to figure out that conversion.
But Todd came up with 6 inches.
He spent 7 seconds.
Todd was 12 inches off.
Wow.
We killed 5 minutes there.
Bad math. Oh, garbage in, garbage out.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.